We are learning Maseches Avodah Zarah, Daf Tezayin Amud Aleph, and we are beginning four lines from the bottom of Daf Tezvav Amud Beis. Tanu Rabbanan. Ein moichur lehem terisim. You're not allowed to sell a goy a shield. The Yeshayim, moichur lehem terisim. Some say he could sell a shield. We'll see why. Why can't he sell a shield? So tomorrow, my time, what will be the tzad that you can't sell a goy a shield? Ilayim Hashem the Magdu Alayu, if it protects them, and he can't sell anything that protects them. You shouldn't sell them wheat and barley either, because that gives them sustenance to give them chias. So if you can't give them chias, you can't protect them, so you shouldn't sell them chiti v'sari also. Zokta Gemara, Omar Rav, you're right. If it would be possible to sell them, to not sell them chiti v'sari, and it wouldn't be eva, we would do that. On top of Tetzai and Omar, we would do that. Lamaisa, it's not possible, so we just limit it to not selling them treason. Igadamri, Teresim is worse. It's not because of chiyah. It's not because of protecting them. Teresim, I know taima, the Lord, the reason why he can't sell it to them is the chisholim zainayu kata begavayu. When the arms are used up and they don't have any arms anymore, you know what they use for killing? They use those shields for killing. Therefore, it's a type of klizayin, the Teresim. Therefore, you can't sell it to them because they might hurt Yisrael with it. Now, Rashi's problem, this whole sugi always is that you're going to, maybe, the reason we don't sell it to a guy is because they might use it against the Klal Yisrael. Therefore, you can't sell them arms. And Teresim, either pshat is because you're giving them kaiches, or because they use that as arms. V'yesh oimrim, moichalem Teresim, you could sell them Teresim. The chisholim zinayu, marki, when you sell them, when they use up their arms, they run away. They don't use the Teresim. That's not a good enough arm. Omram Nachman, Omram Abua. Halacha ki yesh oimrim. We pass like yesh oimrim that you're allowed to sell them terisim. Omer avad bahava im moichel mashish yesh al baros barzel. You're not allowed to sell them a block of iron. My time. Mishum dechal shimnai klizayin. Because they carve out of it klizayin. Since they carve out of it klizayin, they bang out of it klizayin. So you're selling them klizayin. Frank Dimari, hachi afil amari v'chatzin in ambi. So you shouldn't sell them a shovel or a hoe. Because they could turn that into klizayin also. No, a parzla hindina, a certain type of iron from India, and that type of iron was used for arms. So that, you know, he's buying it to make arms out of it, make klizayin out of it, that's why he can't sell it to him. Now, the Ritva has a kash over here. He says, what's the problem selling a block of iron? Lamaisa, it's lifnei de lifnei. It's not he holds it's lifnei iver. He says it's lifnei iver to sell it to them because they're going to kill goyim with it, and kill yidin, kill goyim. And it's lifnei iver, so it's not lifnei iver, because it's not armed yet. You have to bang it into klizayin. Efet the ritva. By one person, you don't say the heter of lefnei de lefnei. That's the ritva answers. But the one wants to tie in that according to Rashi, the ritva's kash doesn't stop because it's not a lefnei either here. Here it is because I don't want to give him anything to hurt Klal Yisrael. So I don't care how many steps away it is. Anything that they can use against Klal Yisrael, we're not going to give them. So it's nothing to do with lefnei either. And therefore, ritva's kash doesn't stop according to Rashi's mahalach in the sugya. Today that we do sell iron to the goyim, the reason is because we're selling it to the parsoi. That was a nation who was in control in those days, and they protected us. So they needed protection. That's why we're allowed to sell it for them. And Tav Taisa speaks out. Vanira da nan nami sharinon hashto limkor levichavim klizayim my time. But today also you're allowed to sell them arms. If you have a gun factory, you can sell it to goyim because they protect us. They don't use it against us. Therefore, you're allowed to sell it to them. Agolim v'sayochim. So we had our Mishnah. If we go back to our Mishnah, remember our Mishnah. Mishnah said, you're not allowed to sell a behema gaso to a behema gaso or agolim v'sayochim. You're not allowed to sell to a goy. Why not? We said because shiloh, schirus, and isyoni, which means you might lend it to them, sell, or rent it to them, or sell it to them, and they'll test it out. It's a Shabbos. Therefore, you can't do behema gaso. Rabbi Yehuda says, a shvuros mutter. The Tanakhama says, shleim and shvurim is also. Rabbi Yehuda says, a shvuros mutter. Rabbi Yehuda's pshat is pashut, because if it's a shvura, so it can't be used as work, no shayla. The Tanakhama says, no, that if you allow a shvura, people are going to see you selling behemoths. They don't know so good if it's a shvura or not a shvura. And they're going to see, the yid's behemoth sitting by the guy, they're going to come to sell it. That's not like Yehuda and the Tanakhama. Zog the Gemara, Tanya. Rabbi Yehuda matev a shvura, why? Because it's not going to live a long life. It's not going to get better. Amruloi, v'halim ravim alev v'yaladus. They're going to keep it around in order to mate. They're not going to shecht it right away. Rashi says, she'en yochel l'srapis means, v'stomol l'shchita zavna, v'le mashulei. The Gemara's question is, what do you mean? Even though it can't get better, but you won't use it for work, but you'll use it to mate, to bring more animals into the world. So if, and once it sits around, people are going to say, oh, you lost the behemoth gossam. But given the mavim or whatever, also let's sure they're going to keep it around. So what's Pshat Rav Yehuda? Amalahem. So Rav Yehuda answered, Likush Tehlet. Well, okay, don't worry, but when they give birth, Amalahem Mekabal Azachar. Rav Yehuda holds, they are not Mekabal Azachar. Now what's Pshat? So Taisa speaks out of the Maskal Alma. Lav Meshum Nesav Atrefe Yeledes, because actually Rav Yehuda himself holds that that Atrefe is Yeledes. He says, El Dolim Mekabelas Zachar, which means like this, because they are a Shvura, they don't have the Koiches to Mekabel a Zachar, and therefore they won't have any offspring. Zotik Maravai to Ben Beseir Mata Besus. And then the Mishnah says that Ben Beseir is Mata to sell a Sus. And we explained when we learned the Mishnah, the Pshat is, because a Sus can't do, doesn't usually do a Malacha Deraisa. What's a Sus used for? For riding. Riding made the rice is mutter. It's only also the rabbanon. Since only it's the rabbanon, they didn't make this exer on the isra the rabbanon. That's the bottom line. Now, I carries a person. Isn't that the raisa? No, because chay nois is atzma. So, the more b'mesei remata b'sus. Tanya, b'mesei remata b'sus. Meshu oisa b'y malacha she'in chayav malachatos. Because only does a malacha that's not chayav chatos. But Rebbe oisa prepares varm. Rebbe answers for two reasons. Echa mishum taris kli zayin. Ve'echa mishum taris b'y magasa. We're going to explain. The reason why you're not allowed to sell a horse to a guy is because he'll use it as a weapon against people, because they used to take the horses and trample people with it. Ella, it was a very good weapon, because a regular behemoth obviously not a weapon because it doesn't move too fast, but a horse can move very fast, and if you train it the right way, it could hurt someone. Hello, Tari's behemoth gasa. What's the second time, Rebbe? Why is it behemoth gasa? Lamaisa, it's only the rabbanon, the carrying someone and when someone rides the horse. So my answer is Rav Yechonon likashiyaskin matchina berachayim v'shabes. When it gets older and it's not good, it's not used anymore as a horse to ride. They use it to be matchina berachayim. It makes it moves its feet in a way that it grinds. It moves the grinder. It makes the grinder go round and round, and it grinds up wheat. So you can use it for regular malacha deraisa. So therefore, Rebbe held, he couldn't sell it when it was younger also, because a gzeira otu a sus zoking. On Rabbi Yechanan, ma'is halacha ke ben b'seiru. Rabbi Yechanan says, that we paskel like ben b'seiru holds, that's mutter b'sus. So to Maravaita, a shai like this. Abayalu, shar shal patam ahu. If you have a shar that was by the patam was someone who fattened the behemoth. That was his job. You gave him the behemoth, and it came back 200 pounds heavier. And what did he do it for? Because the meat was good. A good fat behemoth, the meat was good. So now, you're going to sell this fat behemoth. The behemoth barely can move. Forget about carrying a load or pulling a plow. So you're selling it to someone. Is it a shiloh of, you know, is it a shiloh of selling behemoth gas to a guy? The boy who shows about the mahu, the boy Rabbi Huda, the boy Rabbi Bono, and the boy Rabbi Huda, the shalos for Rabbi Huda. Huda holds that a shavura is muta. Why is a shavura muta? Because it can't work. So here it's muta also, but maybe not. At kan lo kol shor Rabbi Huda b'shavura, the loy osil cham locha. It's impossible to come to locha. It's not getting better. Aval hai, but this shor shapatam the chimashile. You give it some Ozempic or something. You give it a few weeks, then osil cham locha. I'll be able to work again. You put on a diet, I'll be able to come to work. So then it's awesome. So that's why maybe you can't sell it, because maybe it'll keep it around until it works. Actually, Taisa speaks, it's really Gemara here, but Taisa speaks out here, it's a bigger chash than a regular behemoth, that you say emel l'shchita, because actually Gemara says later on that this fat behemoth, when it gets skinny, it could do more melacha than a regular behemoth. I guess it has more muscle. If it goes on a diet, it's even better. So here, you might keep it around for melacha. Oy dilma, or maybe you can say the opposite way. I feel rabban that asa shura, here it's better. I feel rabban loika asri. Loika asri, there, and by shvura, it's still not stam l'shchita, because it's a regular behemah. Aval hai, this fat behemah, you're only fattening it for shchita. The stam l'shchita koi, may I fill her bottom shari? So Gemara Shaila is, shar shal patam, it go two ends of the spectrum. Maybe l'kuli yamah should be asr, even for Rabbi Huda, because this you definitely keep around from malacha, or even for Rabbi Huda, it's mutter, because it's made for shchita. So let's bring a raya. Toshima. Don't read on Shmuel. Shall base Rebbe hoy makrivim shor shal patam b'yoyim edom. Base Rebbe, the household of Rebbe as a tax had to send, Makrivin, which the Bnei Chanan speaks out, doesn't mean they brought a carbon. They sent a present, that was part of the tax, that B'yoyim Edom, they had to send a present, a Shar Shal Patam. If you look at the Bnei Chanan, of those who have it on the side, it says, Pirish Zesh Omar Makrivin Mincha Hoyu, it was a present. B'noistin L'beis Keser, Meloshin Targum Mincha Takrufusa, Avalil Akrovel Avodah Zorachas Shalom. So, base Rebbe used to send every year B'yoyim Edom, a Shar Shal Patam. They had to do it, it was a tax. So, and that's what they speak out. First of all, it's not an Issa Vadizara because it was a present. And I, Ozul Moide, since it was a tax, it wasn't something they thanked anyone for, it was something they expected. It's something they expected. And also, no Lifni either, let's say they were bringing it for a carbon, no Lifni either, because they had all the behemoths. So, this they used usually for their meal. So, Lamaisa, Rebbe, still spent a lot of money to get added to this tax. Chosha Dala Rivam, he spent 40,000. They shouldn't be makrivah today, elamacha, the next day, because still it's a bazillion that they bring this carbon that he gives this sharshal patim on the yom edom. He'd rather do it tomorrow. The next year, chos dal rivam, he spent 40,000 to change the tax a little bit more. He sent it over on a meat board. He didn't send it over alive. And the next year, chos dal rivam, sheim akiv moisay kolikar. The next year, he minus another 4,000. They're not makrivit at all. So now, the Gemara is assuming, what was he so scared of sending his behemah? It must be because it's to sell behemah gasa. My time, lav shom dilma osu la shuya. Maybe then to keep it around, and you sell the behemah gasa. People can see it's all the behemah gasa. So you see, even a shar shal patam, this is a fat shar, you're not allowed to sell because he might keep it around.
What's wrong with me for that?
Right tomorrow, v'latamech. No, he said that's what you have to send dafka. No, what's tomorrow? Meatball. Tomorrow, that's a different kasha. You're right, same kasha. V'latamech. Im kriven. I said, yeah, l'macha. My time. So what was the point of getting out today or tomorrow? The same problem. Ella, what's pshat? Rebbe Mikem Milzabah. He wanted to get rid of the whole entire tax. V'sova Yaakov Osi porta. I'll knock a tax 1 minute. One little bit at a time. But that's not the reason why he said that I want to send the tshachot or this. It wasn't because to get out of the Issa Behem Gassa. It's because he wanted to get out of the whole thing. But Yom Edom, it wasn't geshmak to send over a present on the holiday. The Marj goes back to the Shar Shal Patam, says, what was the Shaila? The Chimashile Barba Malacha? This fat behemoth, when it gets better, it does Malacha? This fat shar, mashin leiv avra chat train. It does double the amount of work once it goes on a diet. It does double the amount of work from other behemoths. So therefore, that was the point maybe to keep it around because it's even better than other behemoths.